Hi guys, I'm back. I know it's been a little bit of a while since I did a podcast for you guys, and I feel super bad about it. I do miss recording, guys. I miss recording a lot. It was something that I was doing and something that I truly miss doing a lot, but just got so busy with me getting a new job in January, with me in the process of trying to get another car, have a car, but I want a better car, and then me trying to get my own place. So many things going on right now. So I know the last podcast I did was in December, and I apologize, it's been a while. So I'm just getting back, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do a podcast tonight because I miss you guys, and it's been a while, and I just kind of want to talk to you guys, see where everybody's at and what's been going on, just give you guys kind of like a little update. And I'm going to try to get better at this, I promise, guys. I know I always say that, but I really am going to. It's just, you know, me trying to be a mom and do all these things. I feel like when you're a mom, you wear, like, so many hats because you're trying to do it all, and it's tough, so. Anyway, but, yeah, today I just has been one of those days where I just have felt so depressed, so sad, didn't feel good about myself. It's been one of those days, and, I just feel like it's been super crazy for me. Like, I just have been, I don't even know what to say, guys. Like, I just have been, I don't know. Like, it's being at the job I'm at now, I work at a counselor's office. So, it's like a whole bunch of therapists, psychologists, and all that there. And I work the front desk. And it's, where I work, it's like 5 locations or whatever. We're getting ready to add 2 more. So, anyway, it's just tough because I feel like at my old job, people stab me in the back, but they would like do it like you would overhear them talking about you or overhear them going to the doctor or whatever. But this place is so sneaky. It's like the people will backstab you by emailing the boss and doing all these things. So today, you know, a situation occurred. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but part of it was my mistake and part of it was another coworker's mistake. But of course, she, you know, no one reached out to my boss to say anything because the situation was fixed. However, one of my coworkers took it upon herself to email my boss and throw me under the bus and try to blame it on me. And I didn't even know. I know she said she was going to email our boss, but I didn't know she was like, you know, really going to throw me under the bus. I think she's going to tell her part about what she did. But no, she threw me under the bus and it really, really hurt me. It really made me mad because I happened to see it because, well, she's stupid because she keeps her, sorry, but she had like her computer screen up and you could see like her emails plain as day. So I'm over there near her desk because I'm doing something over in the corner and I happen to see like where she just wrote, just airing all my stuff out. And I'm like, really? She's really going to email the boss and telling me like, why would you do that? Like, it really made me mad. So for the rest of the day, I didn't talk to nobody. I was pissed. And I just text my mom and I was like venting to her and just like I was angry and just like I don't know, it just hurt me because it felt like if you do something wrong, why are you gonna throw somebody else under the bus, like seriously? So of course, me being me, I got really mad. So I emailed my boss back and I told her, I was like, I didn't exactly tell my boss like, hey, I know she sent you an email, but I kind of just worked around it. But needless to say, I don't want to say more of the story, but to make a long story short, I just emailed my boss and told my boss how I felt about it. Like, you know, I just told her, I was like, don't feel like it's right for someone to throw me under the bus. And I feel like since I've started working there, I've been finding out things about this girl. Like, I thought she was a nice girl, but like, she honestly keeps going to my boss saying stuff about me behind my back. And I feel like I don't like that. I don't like being talked about and I'm not in the room or I'm not around and the people can't. And I don't know what's being said. You know, I feel like at the age we are, we're too old to be like going, beating around the bush and telling other people. And you could just tell me, I sit right next to you. Our desk is literally right next to each other. Like, you could say something to me instead of running your mouth to the boss and trying to make me look like I'm doing something wrong every time. So basically, that's what I told my boss in so many words. But I emailed the email to her before I clocked out. So I don't know if she responded. She probably won't respond to her tomorrow. But I'm just fed up. I don't know, guys. Today, I'm just not feeling it. I'm depressed. I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm just not feeling today. I just want to, like, curl up in a ball and just run away from today. Why are you making that noise, man? So, yeah, I just want to run away. I'm just not feeling today. It's like, last thing you know, you left your gummies on the floor in Papa's room. They're on the floor underneath a chair. So, sorry. But yeah. So it just was a situation where, if you hear me eating, I apologize. I know some people are funny about that, but I'm eating gummies, so sorry. I have the habit of my daughter. I buy her like a huge box of gummies, and like she has like 22 bags in them or whatever. And I sometimes sneak her little Welch's gummies and eat them. So if you hear me eating, I apologize, because I know some people don't like that. But yeah, so that was a situation, and it just really bothered me. But and now it's like I don't know who to trust or who to believe or anything. Like, so I'm just like, oh my god, you know how, I don't know, I just feel like I've been stabbed in the back, and that's just, it hurts. And you know, but like my mom said, you know, she's like, you gotta have tougher skin, you gotta, you know, do stuff differently and not let it get to you. And I understand where she's coming from. She's right. But being that I have anxiety and depression and stuff, I don't see it that way. I see it as like differently, where I want to be tough and I want to be strong, but at the same time, it's like hard to tell somebody with anxiety and depression that, you know. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna stop chewing your ear, because I just feel like that's annoying. I'm trying to like chew a certain way so you guys don't get annoyed. But anyway, yeah. So, but enough about my job, because I gotta deal with that mess tomorrow. So I'll tell you guys how it pans out. But yeah, as far as my anxiety and depression, I feel like it's been so. I stopped taking my medication because I got tired of taking it. I haven't really been taking it. I probably should start taking it. I was taking it every day, and I don't take it really that much at all, so it's probably not in my system like it was. But whenever I go through spells and I don't take it for a long period of time, and then I go and start taking it again, I get so sick. That whole week I'm sick as a dog, trying to get it back in my system. So I might take it tonight, I don't know. I haven't been taking it because I don't feel like I need it, but then again, with all this drama at work, I probably should take it. So I gotta get in the habit of taking my medications every morning again. It's a bad thing, it's a bad habit. But yeah. But yeah, as far as my depression and anxiety, it's up and down. Like, I have my good days and bad days with it. I'm not gonna say it's perfect and everything's great and it's rainbows and sunshine and stuff, but no, I still deal with it like the next person. It's just my up and down moments of how I choose to deal with it. But yeah, it's definitely still there. I wouldn't say it's not gone. It's a process. I don't think that it's something that you wake up and it just goes away and everything just goes to being happy and go lucky. But it's something I'm dealing with, so yeah. I don't know, guys. So yeah, and I just have other things in my personal life I'm dealing with too that I don't really want to go into too much detail about. But I mean, have you ever been just at a crossroads with like yourself and with the people, some of the people in your life, and you just don't know what to do when you get to the crossroads? That's why I feel like I'm at with a lot of people in my life. Like, I'm at this crossroads, and it's like, do I cross the road, or do I just decide to like go back? Because I feel like I don't know if certain people should be in my life or not. So it's been just a little. Did you get your gummies out of Poppy room? They were on the floor underneath the bench in his room. These mine, yours in your room, yours and Poppy room underneath the chair. Go get it. Oh, so sorry guys, but yeah. I don't know. But it's just been a. Oh, it's right here, Sting. Sorry. Oh my god, I'm sorry, guys. I'm like talking to my daughter in the background. I almost made her go get up to get some gummies that was already in the room. Like, yeah, because I didn't realize she was sitting on them. But anyway, whoops, almost dropped my phone just now. But yeah, so I don't know, guys. This is like, it's just been a lot of, want me to open it? A lot of, why they make this like this? Oh, here we go. It's been a lot of craziness, but I don't know. You know, don't know. I'm just like trying to get through it all. It's like I'm trying to stay positive and stay above all the negativity, but it's so hard sometimes. Like, because like I literally get inside my own head and I'm my own worst enemy, and like I just overthink so much stuff. Like today has just been a bad day. I've been depressed and overthinking all day since I got home from work. Like, I'm like no good, and the only thing I want to do right now is just curl up in a ball and just, I want to say cry, but I know I can't, I don't know. Well, I already cried one time today, so I can't say that, but yeah, I have like, I'm sorry about the eating, guys. One more gummy and I'm going to stop eating in your ear. I'm sorry. But yeah, I had earlier just had like a breakdown moment where I just like bawled my eyes out. And I just cried because I was like, it was one of those days. And not only that, I started thinking about my old job and all the crap I dealt with there. It was like coming somewhere new. I wasn't expecting to deal with all this crap. So it was just an emotional moment. I just, I don't know. It's just like, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to feel right now, guys. I'm talking to you guys because I miss you guys. I'm talking to you guys, too, because I just want to just talk to and vent it out and just talk about everything that's just bothering me. But I don't know. I just need some positivity right now. But anyway, tomorrow's Friday. I'm just going to go to work, stay to myself, not really deal with anybody. And just enjoy my weekend. Because at this point in my life, I know that I can't really trust anybody. And I know that I feel, I don't know. Right now, I don't want to say I feel alone, but I feel like, I feel like nobody really understands. And like, I keep telling myself, don't think about it, don't talk about it, don't think about it, don't talk about it. But it's like stuck in my head. So, Lord. And I really hate when I get like this, guys, because it doesn't help. When I get like this, it's like no talking me off the ledge. Like, this is, my mind is just like, ugh. And I know that's the anxiety and the depression part of my brain. And it's just like, why? Like, I don't want to deal with this, but kind of forcing myself to deal with it. I'm trying to block it out, but I can't block it out, and it's just a mess right now. I don't know, guys, but I hope everyone's been good and everything's good. I mean, I had a great New Year's. New Year's was good. I mean, I was gonna spend New Year's with my boyfriend, but then last minute I was like, nope, I'm gonna stay home. So last minute I just kind of was like, I don't feel like traveling because I knew I was gonna be starting a new job, and I just didn't want to do all that. So ultimately, I just chose to, you know, stay home with my family, and that's how I run the new year, and it all just worked itself out. But yeah, so New Year's was good. Christmas was great. So it was Christmas Eve. I mean, it's all about family for me, so it was the biggest thing for me was just being with family. That's always, like, a big thing for me is family, because I think that, you know, your family is everything. They're the ones that, well, for me anyway, they're everything. They're the ones that are going to be there for you, for me anyway. I mean, a lot of people have I don't have like a huge group of friends I really hang with. I can count my friends on one hand, and I don't really hang out with them or see my friends a lot. So for me, I consider family to be everything for me. So, but I know for everybody it's different. Like some people, it's, you know.
Hey, Pa, how was
that? Hey, Delonte.
Who is it?
It's my podcast. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
That's my daughter, guys. She's a mess. Like, I'm recording and she's like sitting beside me watching cartoons. She's so cute. No. But, yeah, so it was all about family, and that's what it was about for me. And I know, and she's about to say hi again because she's taking the...
Hey.
Okay, I'll hear you.
Hey.
But, look at this. So, it's just, family's big for me, but I know for everybody else, family is like some people consider their friends their family, so I know everybody's different, but I think my daughter just made her podcast debut. Well, I think she's been on here before, but she's trying to make her debut again. But, yeah. I don't know. Listen, why is there gummies all on my bed? Oh, my God. This is why I don't like eating in my room, because she gets food all over my bed. A mess. But anyway, so, yeah. That's what this is all about for me right now, just family. I don't know. Like, that's all I feel like I have at the end of the day, because I don't know. It's just me being sad, talking all this craziness, but that's how I feel right now. So I don't know, guys. I don't know. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, she's saying hi again. Where's your cell phone, I think? Your little cell phone and your purse. Ow! Get off my headphone. Your cell phone and your purse. So, I don't know, guys, but yeah.
Guys.
So, we're watching Doc McStuffin right now, because that's her favorite show. So we have to watch that pretty much every day, if not every day, every other day on Hulu, because that's like her favorite show. But yeah, I don't know, guys. I just hope tomorrow's better or next week is better.
Hey, Pastor, what you doing?
These emotions I'm feeling. All right, sit down and watch the show. Sit down and watch your show. Look at that belly. So, yeah, I'm definitely gonna pray about it though. I feel like prayer just kind of helps everything. And so, anyway, if you guys want to, we could actually do a prayer right now together if that's what anyone wants. I know that that's a little crazy. I know not everybody's religious, so I'm not trying to offend anybody. If you're not religious, that's fine. But I thought I would do like a quick prayer, just because my mind is all over the place. And I thought, why the heck not? So let's get into the prayer. So, dear God, thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for blessing us for another day of life. Thank you for all that you do. Continue to bless anyone out there who may be lost and need you. Continue to bless the sick and shedding. Continue to bless anyone out there who is homeless and needs a good place to stay. Help that they find shelter. Help them find shelter and help them get great homes. Thank you for all that you do in our lives and all that you continue to do in our lives, Lord. Continue to bring positivity over my life and everyone else's life, Lord. Continue to make me a stronger person. Continue to take care of my anxiety and depression so it gets better and I get better. Continue to bless anyone out in the world who is in my shoes as well and needs you, Lord. Continue to do all, just continue to do all that you do for me and anyone and everyone out in the world today, Lord. We thank you and we are greatly appreciative of you, Lord. These words I pray, amen. And that's my daughter again. But thank you guys for that prayer, guys. I'm sorry this podcast episode is all over the place. You got my daughter in here. You got me rambling on. And it's a mess. But anyway, it's unedited. It's real. So it is what it is. I'm giving you guys the realness of this podcast. I hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful night, though. I'm going to probably lay down now because I'm getting sleepy. I'm going to get in my bed and try to get some rest and try to just not think about anything that happened today. But I know right now my mind is like wandering. You ever just feel like a broken record where it's just, it keeps going skip, 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 you know? Well, no, like a, you know, like when you're a record player and the record has a scratch on it, so it's like skip, 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 making that like loud noise. That's how my mind is right now. It's like skip, 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 like it just keeps going and going and going and it just won't stop. So I need somebody to pull me, like how you pull the record off the record player. I need somebody to pull my mind off of it, because I literally can't stop thinking right now and my mind is just racing so bad right now. So yeah, I don't know, guys, but yeah, definitely keep you guys posted on everything that's going on. But on the up and up, I'm blessed to have a job, because I know some people don't have that. So can't complain too much about the job front, even though the people I work with, not all of them are good people. But, you know, I can't keep letting that affect me. So anyway, guys, I'm about to end this so I can go get some rest. Peace and love. And I will be back soon. I'm sorry about leaving for so long, but I'm back. And I'm better than ever, and I'm gonna keep updating you guys. Again, I'm sorry this podcast is all over the place, but I mean, you had another debut for my daughter, so, and then you had me rambling on, so just thank you for the support. Peace and love.